Now Michael's called one of the playoff games over the weekend, one of those four crazy playoff games. And he was also, over the weekend, featured in an interview on HBO done by Bob Costas. He was on Bob Costas' show. I'm going to play a clip here, and it has absolutely nothing to do with sports. And I wonder if it has, if there are some people who listen who are listening to us who can relate to this in some way. But this is something about Al Michaels that...
How old is Al now?
77.
Okay.
It's good to know that, too. He is 77 years old. And
sounds great.
Sounds as good as ever, right?
Him and Collinsworth.
Okay, so listen to this. This is Bob Costas interviewing Al Michaels.
You have never eaten a vegetable in your life.
Correct.
Okay. He just said
never.
He has never in his life eaten a vegetable. 77-year-old Al Michaels. Now we'll get a little bit more on this.
You have never eaten a vegetable in your life.
Correct.
Didn't your mom or dad say, wait a minute, eat your vegetables, little Al?
My mother was 18, and my father was 18 as well when I was born. I don't think my mother had even read Dr. Spock, which was the book that brought up every kid of that era.
Yep.
And for some reason, I just, you know, pushed it away. And my mom was very accommodating at that point. So I grew up on steaks and lamb chops and potatoes. That doesn't count. That's a starch. And here I am. What can I tell you?
And if they bring you, I know this from experience, if they bring you your steak and they've mistakenly put the mixed vegetables on the plate and it's made contact with the steak, start over.
There's a dumpster out back. Because sometimes, you know, the vegetables sometimes have juices. And the juice, you know, it's easy to say, well, just move them off to the side. But sometimes, you know, some juice will come out of like an asparagus.
So he has them send it back. Get me something. I can't eat that. It's got vegetable juice on it. I cannot go for that.
That's crazy. I didn't have a salad till I was 26 years old or something like that. But not a 77 years old, never eating a vegetable. You'd think at some point, like maybe you get past 50, or you're thinking, I can't eat steak every, I can't be a steak, meat and potatoes guy every day.
But if he's,
I gotta eat some veggies.
He's 77, appears to be healthy. Yeah. So, though the hard part is getting past your childhood years without eating it, without your parents making you eat it. But as he explained, his parents were 18 years old when they had him. So, you know, younger parents,
they're not eating a bunch of vegetables either.
Right, right. If he didn't want to eat vegetables, that's okay. We'll give him something else.
I grew up on Dick's Cheeseburgers, you know.
That's right. That's right. So he claims he has, to this day, he has not had a vegetable. Now, you said you didn't have a salad until you were how old?
26.
I assume you had lettuce.
No.
Really? Not even like on a taco?
No, I was meat and cheese. Meat, cheese, potatoes. I had eaten like corn on the cob, maybe a couple spoonfuls of peas, but that was about it.
But you're telling me no, you didn't have lettuce on?
No.
So if a burger came to you with lettuce on it, you pulled that off?
Yeah.
You weren't like Al Michaels, though, where you would send it back, were you?
No, but if it had mustard on it, I would send it back.
Okay, that's a different deal.
Because then the bun is completely tainted.
Is there a food, and I got to think about this myself, is there a food where you're like Al Michaels, where, you know, you get the entree, which you love, and they have put something adjacent to it?
Taryn's weird like that, where she has to have all her food on her plate separated. There needs to be like a line. You can see some of the plate in between the two or three different things, and she does not like to put, even if we have like steak and peppers or something, if there's leftovers, she doesn't want the peppers and the meat in the same Tupperware or something like that. They have to be separated. She's like that.
I am. Now, I like it to come to me like that. I prefer that it come to me like that, but then it's all going together. Yeah. I'll mix everything in, but you're right. I like the segregation presentation. You don't mix it up. I will mix it all together, and I will.
She likes to plate her own food and stuff, so she keeps everything away from each other.
Do you think we have? Do you think there's anybody out there listening to us who has never eaten a vegetable in their life? Don't tell me once or twice. Yeah, we had a couple when I was a kid. I just forget a couple of times. I mean, like, to the best of your knowledge, you have never had a vegetable.
That's
360-733-5476-360-733-KISM. Or a fruit. Maybe you have never had fruit in your life. One of those two.
And it was strange because I had never eaten, along with salad, I had never eaten any sushi or any Chinese food or anything that was like vegetable centric kind of thing, you know, or had. And now it's like, I love that stuff. It's like, why did I waste so much time?
I don't think we would be able to find a person, say 30, 40 years from now, who would be like Al Michaels, who's never had it, because the whole food thing in this country has changed so much now. I think there was a chance.
Only the rich will be eating steak anymore, John.
I think when Al Michaels was growing up at that time, that there probably wasn't such an emphasis on eating, although he said the Dr. Spock book and everything, but not as it is today. Unless you are allergic to vegetables some way, I just don't think that happens.
I can't imagine someone would, no.
Okay, but give me the one vegetable that you would not want adjacent to your food, the juice from that vegetable spilling into your...
I can't stand broccoli. Just the smell of broccoli kind of messes me up. Broccoli smells like it stinks.
I have never had Brussels sprouts properly prepared, so I will say Brussels sprouts.
I was going to say that.
I know I've not had, and I know that there are ways, and I've not had them. I know there are ways that you can make them that I'd eat them. But I've never had that. I've never had it that way.
The only time I've ever eaten Brussels sprouts was they were made with like bacon and syrup or something. You know,
well, that
I'd
eat.
They were like brown sugar and bacon or something on them. And I was like, okay, I'll try it. I ate one or two.
Brown sugar and bacon on anything you'll eat. You might even go broccoli with brown sugar and bacon on it.
Broccoli's just nasty.
Okay, all right. Well, Brad and John.
But I mean, broccoli for the sake of like, broccoli sitting there, if it's like a little spear of broccoli that's in some kind of, you know, fried
butter
rice
sauce.
Or something
butter
like
sauce.
That, you
yeah.
know, or it's in some kind, it's part of something like stir fry. I guess I can, you know, I won't pick that off my fork anymore.
All right, Brad and John at KISM.com and 360-733-5476.